Hello.
Hi, this is Tammy. Okay, great. You left a message, and hopefully she'll return your call shortly, okay?
Yes, thank you so
Yeah,
much.
sure. It should be coming through an 866 number, I believe. So if you
At what
can,
number?
866, I believe
866.
so. Yeah, so just look
Okay.
out. It might look like a spam call, but it, just make sure to answer.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just about your caregiver, Jeff. I just need to get a hold of him so I can send him the caregiver application so he can help you out.
Right. How hard would it be for me to change that person? Not that
You
I'm
could
going to, I just want to know how hard it would be.
No, it's well, you want someone else?
Well, I want my boyfriend to do it if he can.
Yeah, a friend is, definitely someone that can help, be a caregiver. Do you want him
I'm sorry,
instead? Do you
I'm
hear
sorry,
me?
I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yes, okay. Yeah, a friend can be a caregiver. That shouldn't be a problem. As long as it's not a spouse.
As long as it's what?
Not a spouse.
I know he's not a spouse.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Can I just change Jeff
Sure.
to Corey? Okay, I
Sure.
wouldn't do that. Because Jeff
Okay.
is never answering the phone and
Yeah, I'm having a hard time reaching him. Like, I really need to. You're towards the end of the process. You'll be authorized shortly. If I'm just
right.
waiting for him, then it's a pity. Okay. So what's his name?
Corey, Dale, Wilson.
And his phone number?
His phone number is 573 525 9472.
9472. Okay. Are you next to him? So I just need some information to send him in the application.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I would like to speak to him.
You want to talk to him or do you want to talk to me?
Yes, I need to talk to him so I can get some information down.
Okay, here he is.
Okay, sure.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tammy. How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. I just needed some information before sending in the application.
Okay.
Just the spelling of your first name.
Dorey.
Lorey.
Dorey.
Okay. And you said Wilson?
Yeah,
Same.
Wilson.
Okay. And your phone number?
573-525-9472.
9472. And your email address?
It's the number 2, and then all lowercase, the Boneyard,
How do you?
622.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Two, all in lowercase. I missed that. How do you
It's
spell it?
just the number 2, and then the Boneyard,
Are you able to?
622.
I'm sorry. Are you able to text it to me? I'll just give you a text right now.
Just send it to my number.
Yeah, I'm texting the number, your 525-9472 number.
Okay, yeah.
I'm texting you, and if you can just text me back your email address. I'm just gonna text
Okay.
hi.
Okay.
Okay, and I will need your address.
It's 525 Zachary Drive.
Zachary
Yeah, Zachary.
Drive, okay.
Lebanon, Missouri. 65536.
Zachary Drive, Lebanon. Okay. And what's your date of birth?
7/17/1983.
Okay, I just want to let you know our rate is $13.75.
Okay.
And patient's caregiver. And we will need to do a background check, so I will need your social for that.
488.
Mm-hmm.
88.
Mm-hmm.
4329.
Okay. Okay, great. I will be sending you in the application in the next few minutes. All you have to do is just attach some IDs.
Okay.
And once that's done, we will run that background check and let you know once you are ready, you're compliant and ready to start working with a patient.
Okay.
And I did text you. Did you receive my text?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, if you can just respond with your email address so I can send out that application.
Will do.
Okay, great. We'll be in touch.
Hey, would you like to talk to Ronnie again?
No, we're good. Okay,
okay
have a wonderful
much.
Day. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.